Welcome to Chimpions. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet, Paul as Shockwave, Scott as Stratus, and me, your GM, Mark. The story so far.
Our heroes stopped a robbery by a metahuman dressed as Santa. They were able to catch all of his flunkies, but Santa himself escaped the scene. A search of the warehouse revealed not only was Santa stealing components for his crazy gadgets, but he had also planted toys that were designed to inject the user with a deadly virus. In the preceding days, the FBI took over the control of the investigation, and the heroes were sidelined. Then Stratus received a Christmas card sent by the metahuman villain. The card implied that he had taken hostages and that the team had to take part in some sort of twisted game to free them. We join the team as they enter the building where the game is to take place.
Coming in.
So yeah, you can see it as you get to the front there. So these two guys are stood outside the door. Again, this is, you know, much like the warehouse, another industrial unit. So there's this door that they're stood in front of, pretty nondescript, you know, it's a utilitarian door. Bit further down, it looks like there's another high-raised roller shutter that's down. As you open the door, you can see darkness in front of you. It obviously opens up into a big area. There's some light filtering down. Who's going through first?
I'll go first.
So yeah, Stratus, as you walk in, large overhead lights flicker on. Hugo and Stratus, the overheads go on, lighting up this fairly large area. So you can see it's old, it's dirty, it's obviously unused, there's nothing really in here. It's just like a plain concrete floor. There's markings on it where maybe bits of machinery and stuff might have been at one point. And there's a bit of detritus littered around, you know, various odds and sods of, you know, scraps of paper, boxes, that sort of thing. You can see there's two doors to your right, set into the wall there. There's two doors to the north, so to the wall opposite you.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, the two doors on the right and the one of the doors on the opposite wall in the far rightmost corner have a sign tacked on them. The other two you can't read because they're just a bit too far away, but the one next that's fairly close to you, you see it's a picture of a Santa, a silhouette of a Santa with a red circle with a line through it.
Picture of a Santa with a line through it, as in no Santas.
Yeah, so like it's like almost like a no entry sign for a Santa,
like Ghostbusters sign. Okay.
This guy's addicted to popular culture.
Underneath it, and you'll be able to see it written on the nearest one, is no entry on pain of Santa genocide.
Okay. Go and look at the other doors.
The last door, because there's only four doors. Three of them have that sign on. The other door, you can see there's.
Is that this one?
There's a monitor over it. And as you're sort of taking this in, it starts to buzz into life and shows a scene of 11 Santas bound to chairs with a big drum in front of them, which you've already seen anyway.
Is our friend visible on the monitor, or is it too far away to see?
Yeah, that scene appears and then he comes into the monitor, but his dramatic entrance is somewhat stilted by the fact that you've already seen that room. So yeah, you sort of walk over Stratus. I don't know if the other guys are following, but yeah, he sort of leaps into the camera shot.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Welcome to Santa's little game.
Santa's grotty.
Let me explain the rules. Firstly, look up." So you look up, and you see, roughly in the centre of the room, right in the rafters of the building, is a Santa, bound, gagged, dangling from the roof.
Okay.
That makes 12 Santas.
I'll fly up to the Santa.
The first rule is if you don't want to see how well Santa flies without his sleigh, you only need to go through the game doors, and he points down, you know, below the monitor, the door below the monitor.
Mm-hmm.
But you're flying up to get this other Santa.
Yeah. I'll unhook him or cut him down.
You could unhook him. How strong are you?
12. You've got a strength of 14.
He's a normal human.
Yeah, you love his weight.
Yeah, you reckon you can try. Just roll me a strength.
Make it by 3.
It's hard work. You're lifting a dead weight of another human being.
Yeah.
But yeah, you manage to sort of stutter back down to the ground. Oh. Naughty, naughty, naughty. But I'll let that one slide.
You didn't say anything about not bringing him down. You just said don't go through those doors. You need to make your rules more clear and defined.
Well, the second rule of the game is that if you break any of the other game rules, one of the Santas gets something broken as well. He says, pointing at one of the Santa's arms.
But surely you have to tell us the rules so we don't break them.
Ah, I said if you break any other rules. Nothing wrong with a little ingenuity.
Okay.
So, beyond this door are 8 other doors. Each door has a number of Santas on it. These denotes how many Santas you free by completing the game. Although this Santa, he says, pointing at a random Santa behind him, is now worth 2 Santas. When you complete the game, each game, you get 1 cracker for each Santa. You can't leave the room until you pull the cracker and use the prize inside as intended. Like all good game shows, the contestants get some help by asking for a break or a bash. Using a break makes a game a little easier, but the price is one of the Santas gets something broken, he says, pointing to a knee. Using a bash means pulls out a baseball bat, one of the Santas gets his brains bashed in. At the end is a large red button to signify you've completed all the games you want to complete. Any Santas that you haven't freed after you say you want to end the game will also have their brains bashed in. So, good luck and Merry Christmas. The screen is dead.
Right. Do we take the door? Or do we take Santa?
I think we take the door. I think we ask for a break or a bash when we need to, and at that moment,
a bash is getting their brains
broken. Yeah, a break gets one of their kneecaps broken. A bash gets one of their heads bashed in. So I don't think we should be asking for any of those.
What I'm saying is, if I'm engaged in a break, I'm not engaged in anything more deadly, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
My attention's away from weirdly deadly shit.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Yes, and I do have healing.
Bastian says, do you want me to try and seal some of these doors?
How many can you do?
I think I could do all of them.
Okay, do that then. Including the one that we've gone through?
I think so, yes.
Okay, yeah, seal us in.
So she raises a barrier. It's flush against the wall here.
That blocks 2 of the doors, doesn't it?
Yeah, so she manages to block all the doors apart from the one you're intending to go through by raising 3 barriers.
How long can you keep those up for, Bastian?
As long as you want.
Excellent. Leave them up until you hear the safe word.
What's the safe word?
Exactly.
What are you saying? Safe word is exactly.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah,
barriers come down. No, they don't.
That was just a test.
This Santa that we've rescued from the ceiling, what state's he in?
He's bound and gagged. He looks a bit bruised and bloodied, but it's a bit hard to tell. He's sort of hogtied with his hands and feet behind his back.
We'll free him. We'll untie him.
Okay.
Jartus.
Is he conscious?
Yeah, he's conscious. He looks a bit wild-eyed. Looks around, sees all the doors are blocked.
Yeah, don't worry. you stay here with Bastion. She'll look after you. We'll get the rest of your unwitting comrades out shortly.
Bartus,
okay.
Can you immobilize?
Can I immobilize?
Yeah, when you sort of form ice on people, you sort of...
I could. Yeah, I could anchor them to the floor or somewhat.
You could use your ability to reduce their movement, for instance, couldn't you?
Yeah, I've got suppress.
You'd have to take entangle.
Okay, but you could slow someone.
Yeah, I could do up to 3d6 against their movement.
So that could be a sort of insurance, I guess, if we try to affect the situation with the Santas.
Yes.
Cool. Sorry, I'm distracting you from Santa number one.
So yes, you stay with Bastion, yeah. So he just looks like he's been roughly treated. He's not particularly injured.
No, so he's got a bit of a bruise under one eye and looks a bit, you know, his left forearm sort of chafed, scuffed, you know, gravel rash type scuff. But apart from that, no, he seems pretty sad. I mean, he's able to stand on his own. He's obviously shaken. He's slightly trembling. Looks a little bit wild-eyed, but seems to be pulling himself together.
Just calm yourself. Stay with Bastion here, and I'll actually heal him. I know it's only body, and it didn't look like it's actually taken much body, but it'll make you feel better.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, you see the chafes on his arm heal up, and you know, his bruise fades. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh. Okay.
Don't forget me at Christmas.
You see, he's an older guy as well. He says, I was only trying to make a bit of pocket money for Christmas, ironically.
Oh, there was the breaks.
Couple of hours down the local store, you know, ho ho ho, and you know, here's your goodie bag. Sign up for this.
That's what happens if you perpetuate myths. I'm just saying.
He just looks at you with bemusement. I can't believe you just sent that sort of...
Ignore him. He doesn't believe you exist.
Who are you talking to?
His name's Paul. Right, should we go through the door then?
Yeah.
Okay, open the door.
The lights flicker on as the door opens. You see a small hallway in front of you that then tees at the end. As you walk up the corridor, you can see, this to your right are three doors. One at the end of the corridor, one on either side. In front of you is another door, and to the left, four doors, two on each wall. And at the very end is a red button on some sort of box that seems to have just been stuck to the wall. And on each door are a number of Santa silhouettes. Some have one silhouette on them, some have two silhouettes, and that's what the red numbers are for.
Are there any monitors?
Just wrong with perception.
No,
there doesn't seem to be any monitors.
Are there any cameras?
Wrong with perception.
No
cameras either.
Right, which door are we going to take?
Leader. Move down, far end.
We're looking for number one.
Might as well. It's this door on the right here.
You push the door open. As you push the door open, the internal light flickers on. You realise that this room must be up against the back wall where you were, you know, in the tree line. And you see there's no windows or anything in it. Obviously, it's all artificial light. Well, certainly in this room, it's all artificial light. There's not even those lights in the roof, because these are like single storey inside. It's almost like a... You know, you could in theory climb on top of these.
Yeah.
And you would have seen the top of them when you flew up, actually, thinking about it. Sorry. The room's bare. It's obviously, you know, been stripped of everything pretty much a long time ago. except for a table and chair, which looked like it might have been part of the original office furnishings, and, you know, a little battered and old. On the table there's a single box. It's about a foot each side, so it's quite big. It's been painted with sort of garish holly and ivory patterns. And on the top of the box there are two indentations. One seems to be the outline of some sort of hatch or panel. At the front is another one that seems to have some sort of foam padding in it. Around the box is painted like a crude red box.
Right, okay.
And also, there's another crude outline drawn around each chair leg, and laid on top of the box is a folded note.
Okay. Right, I'll read the note. I'll reach over and pick up the note. Rock, paper, scissors. Sit in the seat provided, tap your hand in the padded area 3 times. On the 3rd tap, make a rock, paper or scissors with your hand. Beat the box and get 2 crackers. Moving the chair from the marked area or moving the box is considered a breach of the rules, as is with tampering the box. Not being seated in the chair during the game results in a bash penalty. Okay, so who wants to play rock, paper, scissors? Is there a single chair?
Single chair seated in front of the desk, in front of the box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
So I'll sit down.
Now we need Bastion.
Sorry, read that again.
So, sit in the seat provided, tap your hand on the padded area 3 times. On the 3rd tap, make a rock, paper or scissors with your hand. Beat the box to get 2 crackers. Can't move the chair. Can't tamper with the box. Not being seated in the chair during the game results in a bash penalty. So something is going to happen.
Oh, also, sorry, I forgot it's in all the rooms and I forgot to read out. In the right-hand corner of the room, sort of set about 6 feet up, is a monitor which flickers into life as well. And you can see that it is pointing at one of the no-entry Santa doors. You can see Bastion's barrier flickering in front of it.
I'll go back to this door.
Okay.
Did Bastion put a barrier up behind us?
No, because she forgot. You did ask her to, didn't you?
Yeah.
She's there, you know, trying to calm Santa, calm this store shop Santa down. Just a bit shaky and all that.
Can I see where the camera is pointing to?
I just rolled a spot for the camera, if you...
Made it by 6.
Yeah, so it's pointing at this... It's pointing at that door there.
Right, okay. So, I'm going to come over to this door and start heading this way, looking for the camera.
Camera's up in the eaves.
Right,
it's pointing down at the door.
Okie dokie. Now, is there any, like, card or rubbish on the floor, or is it clean, swept clean?
No, the floor's got detritus on it.
Okay.
Paper and boxes and...
Yeah. I'll pick up a bit of card or something.
Uh-huh.
Pick up a box, fly up to the camera.
Yeah.
Plug the camera front of the camera lens.
So yeah, bullet and shockwave, you see that screen goes black in the room you're in.
Come back.
Right, are we going to play this game?
Do it.
Right, so I'll sit down, tap my hand once, twice, 3rd time. Rock.
So you go, hit it the 3rd time, and as you bring up your rock, that other indentation pops open and a plastic sort of rubberized hand pops out, and it's a rock as well. Pauses there a second, disappears back into the box, and the lid pops closed.
Alright. Again. 1, 2, 3, paper.
So 1, 2, 3, paper. Hand pops out. It's making the paper sign. Pauses a second, plops back in.
Alright, do it again. 1, 2, rock.
Thing comes out. Giving you the V's.
Oh, I win that one.
plops back inside, and a little drawer in the front that you hadn't seen pops open, and inside are two crackers.
Hey.
Well done. Because it was just going to get rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Thought I'd go back the other way. Right, so we've got to use these crackers, haven't we?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Pretty innocuous looking Christmas crackers.
Alright, so I know what's going to happen here. We're going to get a joke and a toy, and maybe even a fucking hat. We've got to use them the way that we're supposed to.
Be careful of the bang.
Yeah. Right, who's going to pull this cracker with me then?
I'll pull it with you.
Right, okay, we'll pull one of the crackers.
So you're pulling cracker one or cracker two?
One.
Okay. So yeah. Who are you pulling it with?
Bullet.
So you pull it with bullet, yeah, there's a little pop. Falling out of it is a plastic pill type thing, you know, one of those things you sort of just pull apart.
Huh?
What, like a Kinder egg?
Yeah, like a Kinder egg, yeah.
Anything else?
Any jokes?
No jokes, no. Couldn't write jokes as well, man. My jokes are bad enough.
Well, they have to be for a cracker anyway.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I should have thought of that.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so I'll open the pill thing.
So you pop the pill thing open and sort of curling out of it, they've obviously been sort of wrapped up and folded inside, are two rubberized large false ears.
Fuck.
I think they go perfectly with the mask.
What are you doing?
I have to put them on, don't I?
So Bullet puts these big rubberized false ears on.
Shockwave.
Shockwave, yeah. So he's got these two large ears.
Captain?
No, you should put them on.
Look a bit foolish.
Are we going to pull the other cracker?
Yep.
Alright. Come on, Bullet. So pull that one as well.
See you. Yeah, you get a little cracker snap. And again, another one of those sort of pill things falls out.
What's in there?
So you pop that open. As you pop it open, it must have been sort of vacuumed. And springing out of it is a large pink afro wig.
Put that on as well.
I need to see the pictures for that.
Right. Well, he said use them as intended, so...
What are you doing while this is going on, Strauss?
I was just hanging around the corner.
Okay.
So I walk out of that first cell with this afro one.
So as you start to walk out, the speaker on the monitor crackles to life. Do you not want your Santas? They can't get out. Strauss to you, Bastion comes over them. By default, everyone will come through to you, Strauss, unless they purposely go to someone else. Says, there's two blokes dressed as Santa. Oh, you come out into the main room, and you see this, one of the doors in the right-hand wall has opened, and there's two Santas looking very frightened, stood behind Bastion's barrier.
Let them through.
Bastion drops this barrier. And yeah, they come into the room.
I imagine they're in a similar type of shape.
Oh, apologies. Maybe I can edit this in later. You know when you went up to rescue Santa, there's also balloon net up there as well.
All right, okay. What, full of balloons? Okay.
What's in them? Gas?
Have a poke through. See if... Does it look like it's just balloons?
There's also quite a few of those candy canes in there as well.
Interesting. Does it look like a mechanism for allowing the balloons to fall down?
Yeah, to release them, yeah. Yeah, there is a mechanism to release them, yeah.
Okay. I'll try and jimmy the mechanism so it doesn't work.
Okay, just roll me a... Do you have any appropriate skill or skill you think might be appropriate?
I'm just going to have a... No.
So just roll me intelligence. So 6 plus your intelligence.
Okay. So my intelligence is 14,
so
I'm modifier.
Divided by 5, so it'd be +2.
Okay.
So yeah, you reckon you've jimmied the mechanism.
Great. Excellent.
Okay, I'm going to try another door.
Well, these Santas that come out, yeah, I imagine they're in the same condition as the Hogtie.
They look a bit the worse for wear. They look like they might have been roughed up a little bit, but...
All right, gentlemen, if you'd like to go with Bastion, I think maybe we should let down one of these other force fields so that these guys can actually get out of here in case anything untoward happens.
Yes, you can let this one down.
So maybe this one corner, because that just leaves one exit.
Yeah, she drops it where the pedestrian exit is rather than the loading bay.
Yeah, cool. Now, if Bastion waits outside with them, don't let them wander off. Keep them calm. We'll get Echo to come and pick them up. Get them the appropriate medical attention that they need. You can make them a cup of tea if you want.
I'm all out of rich tea biscuits as well.
There's a shop around the corner. I'm not biscuits.
I'm just going to take a wander down. Wander down here and see the exit where the Santas came from. Is that closed again?
Yes, closed.
Want to remove that car, Stratos? That box in the camera?
No.
Okay. I think it's for our information, though, isn't it?
Yeah, bullet you sort of thing, yeah. Maybe that's to show us them coming out the room as we win them.
Yeah, well, oh well. We can take it off if you want. I assume that we'll win them or we won't. The monitor won't show us anything that we don't know. I just wanted it to upset him.
Right, let's try the next door.
Screen number two.
So number two's got one Santa silhouette on it.
Open the door.
Okay, you open the door. So, again, the room's bare apart from a table and a chair. The chair has those little marks painted around the legs again. On the table, there's a red box painted, but there's nothing in it. But sat behind that painted box are three boxes about the same size as the one you've just seen. Again, these are garishly painted in a very tacky Christmas scene. On the side of the box is a little winding handle, and on the top of the box is a little red button, and there is a note.
Pick up the note. One of these boxes contains a cracker. Select a jack in the box, place it in the painted square on the desk, wind it up and press the button. Moving from the chair from the marked area or opening the jack in the box outside the painted area, the desk is in a breach of the rooms. As is trying to open the boxes using any method other than the button. Not being seated in the chair during the game results in a bash penalty. So, it's a game of luck. You've got a 1 in 3 of getting the cracker.
So, 1's on the left, 3's on the right.
What are we going to do?
Choose one, wind it up, hopefully it won't blow up.
Alright.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Alright. Anybody got any sense or?
I've got no sense. I'm going to pick up number 3 on the right.
Okay.
Trying to open the box using any method than the button. So, I'm going to pick it up. Feel how weighty it is.
Yeah, it feels pretty robust.
Yeah. I'm going to put it back down. You pick up number 2. Feel how weighty that is. If it feels lighter.
It feels pretty robust. So you're trying to see if one weighs different to the others.
Yeah.
Just roll me a perception.
I made it by 2.
You can't discern any weight difference in them.
But the
markings look the same as well. Like, they've all been painted. The pattern looks the same.
Yeah.
It's
erratic.
Yeah, it's crude, but it's like they've tried to make them look all the same.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, I've got no way of sensing anything. So, I'll put number 3 in the square.
Okay.
wind up the handle.
Twirl the little handle until it's, you know, feel the resistance.
Here it goes. Press the button.
Jack in the Box springs out, bounces forward, back, forward, back, and in its hands is a cracker. Oh, you spoily bastard! You reckon it's the right one because it's got a cracker in its hands.
Right. Who wants to pull a cracker?
Yeah.
Okay. So you pull the cracker with Shockwave, and falling to the table is the typical glasses, fake nose, moustache.
Okay. Put it on.
And yeah, the monitor's flickering, but... Did you take the box off, or is it still on?
It's still on the... In this square.
No, I mean the box on the camera, sorry. Yeah, so you see that door open up, and Santa gets... comes through the door. Sort of stumbles into the room. And the door closes again.
Have a peer through the door.
Oh, so you're waiting in the main room?
Yeah.
The room's dark behind him. You can't... Roll me a perception.
Made it by five.
Yeah, some of the light went in. It seemed to be an empty room. All you could see was pie shape of light going in, concrete floor. It didn't seem to be accompanied.
Can't see any indication of another exit.
No. So he stumbles out. Looking a bit wild-eyed.
Through the door, please. This way, this way.
So yeah, you guiding him out, Bullet.
Yeah. You're safe now. Come and see Bastion. She'll tend to any wounds you've got. Take your time.
She'll make you a nice cup of tea.
And we'll get you to safety.
Yeah, just... nods, totters off to the door. Again, looking in shock, really.
Thanks. Number three.
Doesn't help, we don't know where Santa is, do we?
It's going to be number eight.
But we could go in there. It didn't say we have to do them in order, did it?
No, it didn't say anything about order.
I don't think it's number eight.
So, again, room's empty. Apart from the centre of the room is a slightly odd-looking table. It's about 3 foot square, and sticking out of each side is a metal handle. Next to the table is a stack of, you reckon, maybe a couple of dozen large car or truck batteries. They all seem to be, like, intricately wired together, and there's a cable, fairly large cable, running from them that leads into that. Into the leg of the table, because the table is a single leg table. On top of the table is a box which sits on top of a folded note, and there's two crackers on top of the battery pile.
Alright. Go and grab the note. Drop the ball into the centre of the maze, then firmly grab the handles and direct the ball to the exit. If the ball should fall into any of the holes on the way to the exit, it will be deposited into the dispenser below the exit, and you must start again. The player must not release the handles until the ball has appeared in the dispenser, as this would be considered a breach of the rules. Tampering with the table, batteries or cables are considered a breach of the rules. So...
Does this seem like a dexterity?
Who's the most nimble?
So yeah, and as you get close to the table, you can see that actually it's... glass topped, and inside is an intricate maze with holes in various places, and in the centre is a hole where you can drop through what is the large ball bearing that's held in this box that you lifted to get the note. You obviously have to weave the ball through the maze out to the exit without dropping it through any of these pits.
Do the handles look like they'd conduct electricity?
Yeah, they look very metal.
Yeah, I think so. That's one for me.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'll take my seat.
There's no seat. Or
whatever it is. Well, I'll take the handles.
Okay, so you reckon you could grab two and get a corner? Do you know what I mean? You got to do two ends or corner to corner or whatever, and it'd give you pretty good control.
Well, two hands makes the circuit, but I'll take my chances. So.
Didn't say anything about
No, it doesn't say anything about two hands. You just think it would make sense to try and move this 3-foot yeah. square thing to guide a ball bearing through it and tilt it.
And it doesn't say anything about it only having to be one
it
person.
It doesn't. So there are four handles, one on each side.
Do you think two of us should give it a go?
Yeah.
Might be less cumbersome.
We could use teamwork then.
Could use teamwork. Huh? We could use teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
What's your how dexterous are you, Stratus?
20.
My teamwork's 40. Yeah.
A lot better than mine.
My teamwork's 15. Are we going to lower its OC, its DCV then?
No, but it might give you.
You
a
can
bonus
use skills and things to yeah. support someone else doing something. So if you both have the same skill, you can improve
yeah,
their chances effectively.
So we do know how to work yeah. together. So hopefully that'll aid us in our combined dexterity. Okay. Let's do that.
What's your dexterity then?
20.
Why have you got a higher teamwork than me then?
Oh, because I've put points in it.
Ah, okay.
So you're going to try and work as a pair, yeah?
Yeah.
And we've both got good decks, so...
Okay. Just tell me how you're playing it.
Well, I'll grab two handles. You grab the opposite two.
Yeah.
And we'll try and navigate the ball into the centre.
Okay. So could someone roll me
1d6?
1d6. One bullet. You do the rolling.
4.
Okay, so off you go. Tilting this tail. It's a bit cumbersome, even with two of you. So, who's got the lowest dex?
Me. It's 20. So that's a base 13.
Okay, so roll me a dex. This is hard, so you get minus 2 as well.
Okay, so that's in an
11. You roll yours, tell me what you make it by or fail it by, and okay. then that has a modifier on to bullets.
On it.
Okay. Bullet, you on as well?
Dex,
yeah, please.
Dex neg 2.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm like, he's launching me around.
You weave it through the maze, get to the first sort of hole, you manage to get round that hole. Next hole. Stratus.
On it.
Bullets.
Yes.
So you get through past the second hole. But you're still not at the exit yet. Stratus for the third hole.
Failed by one.
You got an inspiration coin?
I've got two inspiration coins.
Done.
So, okay, I'll use one.
See that? Yeah, okay. Bullet. Straight roll for you. Okay, and then the fourth hole. So you failed it by 2, did you, Stratus?
Yeah.
Bullet.
Maybe bullet can bounce it past.
Made it by 7.
Nice one. So yeah, you finally plop it into the exit thing and it drops through.
Wipe the sweat from my brow.
You think I could have done this better on my own?
Hey, we're a team.
Surely you'd have taken next of the cumbersome.
Yeah, it does make it more awkward if there's only one of you. So yeah, you managed to navigate it through. And you think, in hindsight, do you know, we didn't think this through, really. We just went for it. We didn't try and map out where to go or anything.
Yeah. That's me all over.
But still, you breeze it.
Maybe a cracker.
One or two?
One.
Okay. Red nose.
I guess that's mine.
Yeah, and whatever comes out, they go.
In the second cracker. Okay,
pop the second cracker. One of those little pill shells, you know, pill things again. Pop it open. Some sort of material. It's lime green. Shake it out. Get out, Mankini.
Oh, no.
A mankini?
Whose is the mankini?
Bullet.
That's mine. Does it stretch over the...
Yeah, very stretchy. So you put your lime green mankini on.
Nice. Suits you. I see Shockwave is looking quite envious.
Not at all.
Yeah. They all go lovely with your mask.
And yeah, on the monitor, you see a couple of other Santas pushed out. Bastion's come back inside the door, and she
says,
shepherds them out. Again, they look quite shell-shocked and everything, but... Next.
Number four.
So yeah, there's just a single Santa silhouette on this one.
Okay, open the door.
So the room's bare, apart from on the opposite wall, which is only about 10 feet away, is a large cardboard cutout of Santa stood against the far wall. Painted just inside the door is a red line, and your side of the line is a bat and a ball with a note, you know, held between the bat and the ball. And the ball is attached to the bat by a large piece of elastic.
Okay, let's have a look at the note. Stand this side of the line and knock off Santa's nose with the bat and ball provided. Do not cross over the line. Yada, yada, yada. So, who's good with a bat and ball? I would say somebody who is dexterous with their hands.
Yeah, well...
Sorry, like a ninja.
Okay. If only we knew where a ninja was.
It's me!
That's a ninja. So,
you've got to do what? Knock
Santa's nose off with the bat and ball. So, yes. One for you, Shockwave, I think.
Yeah, okay. Give it a practice.
Badong, 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 badong. Will it actually stretch that far?
Yeah, you think so. You know, I mean, as you look at it properly, the elastic is quite thick. It's not and it is quite long. You reckon there's a couple of feet of elastic there.
Right, go for it then.
Okay.
You want to have a few practice hits?
Yeah, I'm going to have a few practices.
So he tries to try and get its measure, you know, bouncing it around. And you notice that it acts oddly. The ball seems to be somewhat misshapen. It doesn't quite bounce where you would normally expect it to bounce.
This duffs. You need to send it back. Bet it came from Poundland, this.
Right, well, let's step up to the hockey. Give it a go.
Roll me to hit.
So you want OCV?
Yeah, just if you go for the OCV buttons at the top, if you've highlighted your token, and whatever your OCV is, press it, and it'll tell you what DCV you hit.
12 or lower.
12 or lower, fucking hell, DCV 12.
Put a hole through the nose.
Delicately, just brush the nose off the thing. It's like an art form.
Interesting. Have you ever considered using this as a weapon?
I'll bat it. Scratch.
I'll blast him with my energy ball.
A little flap drops in the bottom of the thing and two crackers roll out of it.
Ah.
He's seriously, seriously underestimated you guys, isn't he?
And our luck.
Crackers. One first.
Oh, sorry, one cracker for this one. Sorry, my apologies.
Ooh, what you got? Hope it's one of those fish.
Who's Shotwave opening with?
I'll open it with him.
And yeah, you get a pillbox, and in the pillbox is two wrapped up pieces of plastic with a note round them that says, must be inflated and worn. So you blow them up. And they're big boxing gloves.
My inflatable boxing.
Put them on.
So, Shockwave puts the boxing gloves on. Next.
So, room 5.
This is the pattern. This room has very little in it. Except for on the floor, what looks like a Christmas pudding.
Okay.
Except there's two wires leading out of it, and they sort of circle round between what looks like a little electronic clock and a black box with a single red button on it that's on its side with a cavity to put battery in it.
Okay.
Next to the door are a couple of cardboard boxes full of all sorts of crap. There's some old toys, a couple of loose tools, some vegetables, and on top of the box is a note and a really big cracker.
All right, okay, pick up the note. Activate the controller using only what is provided in the cardboard boxes. Tampering with the explosives, the timer, or the connector wires is considered a breach of the rules. Breach of the rules in this room receives a bash penalty.
And the timer goes so, 4 minutes, 59 seconds, 4 minutes, 58 seconds,
okay.
4 minutes, 57 seconds.
Right. Start looking through the cardboard boxes.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
So, there is... there was a recess, weren't there? Battery.
Yeah, there's obviously the black box is obviously an on-off switch, but it has no battery in it.
Yeah. So I'm looking for batteries.
Okay. Roll me a... Do you have any sort of search skill or...
No. How many boxes is
there's
there?
There's three.
Okay. Guys, start looking through boxes.
All right.
Okay. It'll take you about a minute to go through each box. Looking for batteries. There's three of you, so it'll take you a minute between the three of you. Just all roll me a bullet. You can roll me a conceal, because that's also for your finding concealed items.
Okay.
Shockwave, you need to roll me a perception at -6, because you have huge great inflatable boxing gloves on.
Oh, God.
Stratus, just roll me the same, but just at -2.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Bullet, you go through your box. You absolutely 100% sure there are no batteries in that box. Stratus, you go through yours. You're 100% sure there's no batteries in your box.
You go through Boxing Glove Face's box. How many boxes?
Three.
Yes, I think we should... check shockwaves.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, shockwaves that have gained nowhere.
Yeah. You stand behind us and have a look. in case we unearth something, you spot it.
So, Bullet, you go through shockwaves box as well. You're absolutely convinced there is no batteries in there.
Oh, okay.
The clock is now down to 3 minutes.
Right.
Okay. So we can only use what's in the boxes.
Yeah.
Couldn't use them.
Right. Okay. So, was there anything battery shaped, battery sized, anything that could fit in those holes?
Or any fruit?
Yeah, there's fruit and vegetables in there.
Any lemons?
Yeah, there's some lemons, potatoes.
Any copper or iron?
Potatoes and like lemons produce.
Yeah. Yeah, you need an anode.
Yeah, it's full of crap. There's loads of broken electronic equipment, nails, screws.
Have a look through the electronic equipment. There might be batteries in that.
I've got electronic skill. I could maybe fashion a battery using the components.
Just roll me a electronics bullet.
Yes, maybe by...
Yeah, you think, wait a minute, got potatoes and lemons here, got wire, got nails, I can make a battery out of this. Just make me electronics roll to make the battery.
Oh, fuck, no.
Look, you're doing it all wrong. One of them needs to be copper, one needs to be iron.
I'll need another minute.
Can anyone help him at all? Because you're down to 2 minutes.
I've got programming. Once those electrons flow, I know how to get the binary going.
Have you got any... What degree courses were you doing?
Meteorological simulation.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
It was the physics of the air.
Can I have another go in another minute?
Yeah, you can certainly have another go.
Ooh. I will use... Yeah, I'm going to use an inspiration, so I make it.
So yeah, you managed to rig up a little battery out of a lemon, a couple of pins, and some copper wire.
Plug it in.
You have to wire it in a bit because it's not got the nice connectors. 37, 36, 35, 34.
And then what we're going to do, press a button.
Yeah, it's a little box with a button on top. 33, 32.
Press the button.
31.
Okay, press the button.
The time stops.
My house Stratus has flown away.
I want to greet the Santas when they come out.
What kind of leadership is that?
Good one. I'm delegating.
Okay, get the...
So yeah, there was a large crackle laid across the three boxes. Must be about a foot and a half long and about a foot in diameter.
I think this could be... This could be an elf suit shockwave.
You did the task.
Yeah, well done. Well done, don't worry, it's all yours.
Yeah, I'll pull it with you. I can't pull it with you, I've got these great big boxing gloves on. Stratus!
It probably is too big to be able to pull on your own, on like the normal size crackers.
Go on then, let's pull it.
Okay, is that you and me, Stratus?
Yeah.
So it's got a really unimpressive pop by the size of it. I'm plopping out of it. Well, there's four little bags, each one containing a pair of red strap-on clown shoes.
Strap-on pants?
Yeah, I think Bastion needs to have a pair.
I don't know, are there any of those Santas left?
I've had a feeling we're going to wear all these stuff, and it's going to constrict us, or it's going to stop us using our hands, or the ears are going to, you know...
Well, it already has.
They're all going to activate.
Possibly. Right. Where's the fun in that? Right. Clown shoes time.
Bastion, I've got a present for you.
So yeah, she comes in, puts them on, rolls her eyes. So yeah, you put these, you know, they're just like sort of overshoes that you put over your own shoes.
Right. Number six. It's a two crackerer.
It is a two crackerer, yeah.
So we've freed eight so far.
So you open the door. Stood in the centre of the room is one of those grabber machines.
Oh yeah, the claw.
On the little electronic dial it shows 3 credits. And on the floor next to it, just in front, is a metal box. The metal box has got like one of those curly straws taped to the side.
Okay.
Inside the box are 5 coins, but you can also see it's full of liquid as well. The machine itself is filled with cuddly toys, bears of all sorts of sort of various descriptions, but one of them has a cracker wired to each paw, and taped on the front on the glass is a note.
Okay, have a look at the note. Even you can work this one out. Breaking the glass or tilting the machine is considered a breach of the rules. Emptying the liquid from the coin box is considered a breach of the rules. Consuming the liquid with the straw provided is allowed.
As I say, there's 3 credits in the machine.
Sorry, can you describe it again?
So it's one of those large machines, so the top's all glass, you know, for 3 glass sides. Inside are prizes, and you have to use one of those grabber sort of crane arms to grab a prize and drag it and drop it into the bin to win it. And one of those teddies in there, because it's full of various cuddly toys, has a cracker strapped to each paw.
And there's a box with liquid in and a straw that has more coins in. And
what were the rules again?
So, there are no rules. There's only misdemeanors. So, breaking the glass or tilting the machine is considered a breach. Emptying the liquid from the coin box is considered a breach. Consuming the liquid with the straw provided is allowed.
Does it say anything about better abilities?
No, it doesn't, no.
Somebody could teleport the liquid out.
Or teleport the cracker out.
Well, that is true. It says breaking glass, tilting the machine.
So there's 2 crackers, but they're wired onto the hands of a teddy.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't say you may not teleport the crackers out of the box.
Say anything about that.
It just says breaking the glass or tilting the machine.
But it might give them a clue as to what we can do.
I think we could come back to this one.
Yeah.
Well, we've got three goes.
I don't know anything about
before
these
we
games.
Have to do anything. Well, it's a game of dexterity.
I'm happy to attempt it, but
go for it.
Okay.
So you've not got anything impeding your hands, have you, Bullet?
No. Well, unless the clown outfit.
Near the joystick. Yeah.
It's just shoes, isn't it?
You have to lean really far forward. No, they won't. They won't hamper you at all.
I've got a nose, a red nose, and some clown shoes. I think we've got quite well. Oh, and a mankini.
Okay, so you're going for it. You're going to try and use a little grabber to get the teddy.
Yeah.
You would know, you know, from the... You must have played these as a kid, you know, as soon as you start moving it, that's it, you're going and you can't stop. Just roll me 9 plus your dexterity divided by 5, unless you have a skill that you think is more appropriate. Sorry, dexterity plus... It's 6, not 9.
I've got absolute range sense. I don't know if that makes any sense.
So if anything you haven't got an appropriate skill for, if you just do a stat roll, the base is 6 rather than 9, where if you've had the skill you start as a 9, then plus a fifth of the appropriate stat, in this case it's dex. So you'll get 6 plus a fifth of your dex.
Okay, let me just work that out. Since my dex is so high... Okay, so that's 9. Sorry, 6 plus 5, so that's 11.
Okay, just roll me your spatial awareness as well.
It's just a sense.
It's just a sense. Just roll me 3d6 under 11.
Yes!
Okay, so now roll me your grab, so you've got to get under 13.
Okay.
No! So you grab it. Well, you try and grab it, but you just fall a bit short.
Okay.
And curses.
Credits click down to 2. And as soon as the claw drops, you lose control. It then just drops, grabs, raises up, goes back to its reset position.
Okay, I'll try again. Oh, okay. Yeah. Made the grab.
You grab it. You grab it by one arm, but the cracker is the rub. Do you know what I mean? It sort of claps around the cracker, drags it back, drops it in the bin, and it pops out the little bin at the base of the machine.
Thank heavens for crackers.
There's 2 crackers
There's
in here.
There's 2 crackers on it, yeah.
Who's going to pull these crackers with me?
No, you have to grab the second cracker.
No, they're both.
Oh, no!
They're both that one teddy.
Oh, okay. I was mistaken. Excellent.
Okay, pull the 2 crackers with whoever.
Not me, I've got my hands. I've got these bloody.
Got your hands full.
Shockwave is really hanging back there with the cracker pulling.
I'll pull them with you.
Come pull it.
So, who's pulling the crackers with Bullet?
Stratus, I think.
Okay. Shockwave?
Bastion wants to join in.
Well, that's what I'm presuming. Bastion's gone back outside with the silly shoes on.
Yeah.
Shockwave, in or out of the room?
I'm not in the room at the moment, so...
Where are you?
I'm just... down the corridor.
Yeah, literally where you are on the map. Okay, you go to pull the first cracker. As you go to tear it off the teddy bullet, the teddy clamps around your arm.
The teddy?
Yeah, the teddy.
Okay.
Wraps its arms and legs around your arm. This horrendous screeching sound comes out of it. You can feel it vibrating through your body, your chest and the heart pounding with it. You both take one body. There's no defense against this unless you have any resistance to sonic attacks.
Okay. Ow.
Oh. Right, and it's still going off, is it?
It goes off for a second or two, and then the teddy drops off your arm, Bullet. Shockwave, you hear it, but it doesn't have the effect it has on Bullet and Stratus. And the teddy falls to the floor, but it's 2 crackers.
Kick the teddy.
Kick the teddy. Fucker.
Well, take the crackers and...
Yeah, you tentatively pull the cracker. And this time nothing happens apart from you pull the cracker off of it.
Okay, let's see what we've got.
So, yes, sorry. So, cracker 1 or 2?
Cracker one.
Open it up. Pair of glasses with eyes on springs.
Okay, I'll put those on.
His eyes dangle round his cheeks and bounce about.
I don't
know. This.
What's in number two?
Number two. You pop number two, and it's a bow tie.
A spinning bow tie.
Who's putting it on?
I'll put it on.
Put it on, yeah. Bow tie begins to spin as you fasten the clasps at the back.
I think we should leave it there.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Thank you for listening to Chimpions Episode 5. If you enjoyed what you heard, please go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a review. Also, you can find us on Twitter at ChimpionsRPG, or you can contact us at mark@champions.co.uk.